I close enough? Yeah.
We'll say with assistant.
Did you? You didn't see the.
We're beginning an interview of the Churchill Lathrop in Hanover, Massachusetts. Bob Brown interviewing. This is February 25, 1982. Perhaps we could begin with your thinking back, way back to childhood. You were born in New Jersey.
New York.
In New York.
Moved to New Jersey.
And were there things, what kind of childhood do you think you had in general, your young years? Anything you've
Well, I had a very happy childhood. I was the firstborn, but on the other hand, I soon had brothers and sisters. And we, early in New York, I don't remember very much about that, but I did go to Horace Mann Kindergarten, which was considered a very good educational start.
It was quite an advanced school. At the
yes,
time,
it was.
System.
And then,
were your father and mother, were they professionals, or were your father?
My mother had been a teacher. Mm-hmm. My father was the treasurer of the Charles Francis Press Printing Company. Mm. That's where I got my first job as a heron boy later on. Learned a lot about New York and Brooklyn, but they were both New Englanders. Mm-hmm. My father's father had been a mining prospector, but before and after the Civil War, managed a whole group of gold mines in Colorado, Central City, Black Hawk. My father was born in Black Hawk, but the family came back to New England, where they originally from, and my grandfather was sort of retired gentleman farmer in Attleboro. Just had a real show place, and was also active in education. He was head of the school board for many years, superintendent of schools, things like that. So teaching was in my family background. My father's sister, my aunt, was a graduate of Cornell, and then was a teacher of French, and world traveler. That was an influence on me too.
You knew her.
Traveled a great deal since I.
And you knew her fairly well.
Oh
as
yes,
a child?
Yes. She lived next door to us in Montclair, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Where she was head of the French department for Montclair mm-hmm. High School.
Was your father an avid reader, or what were his particular interests?
Well, yes, he went to Exeter. He never went to college because he had eye trouble, and so he went from Exeter into business. He read a lot, yes. I wouldn't necessarily call him intellectual. He was a very sweet man, very quiet man, very good father. And I think he was a very good businessman. My mother's father was a Civil War soldier, ran away from home when he was 16 to enlist in the Union Army. They brought him back once, but then he, after a few more months, he rejoined, and that time they had stuck. He came out a captain, I remember him briefly because I was still very small when he died, and I remember sitting on his lap and hearing about the Civil War, being fascinated by a hole he had in his ankle, which he claimed was a bullet hole. Whether it was or not, I don't know, but anyway, it was a good story. His wife, my mother's mother, raised four children, and then she was a Nantucketer, and that's an area of great independence for women. Mm. When in the great whaling days, most of the men were away, mm-hmm. anywhere from a few months to 4 or 5 years on their whaling voyages. So the women ran the island. They ran all the stores. They ran the sheep rearing and the wool industry and things like that. And so my